Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, we're back, and let's go right to the phones. One of our favorite contributors, and certainly one that covers hunting more than anyone else on this show, in addition to fishing, Mr. Nate Zielinski. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing well, but Nate, it's almost a month till the first big game season. Why do I have to get ready now?
You know, every year I think you hear more and more people. I think as life is crazier, and even, you know, maybe it's slowed down this year, but it's unbelievable how I would say hunting season always seems to creep up. You know, seems like we get so much spring-like weather, you know, in May and early June that people don't really realize, you know, they don't feel like summer's coming until June. And all of a sudden we're scouting for hunting and everybody's like, man, summer just started. How is this possible? But it is definitely the case. And we are less than a month from pronghorn, you know, archery pronghorn, which has become one of the bigger seasons here in Colorado. You know, we have a lot of availability of tags, you know, and it's one of those things that whether you just love the aspect of pronghorn or you love the aspect of getting out and hunting before maybe some of the other big game seasons, kind of as a warm-up hunt. But either way, it's becoming a very popular hunt. And, again, we're less than a month away, so it is time to be scouting. It's time to be setting blinds. It's time to be finding water holes, you know, painting decoys, you know, looking for your tactics of how you're going to hunt these. So yeah, we are in full swing. You know, we have some sheep season starting here in just a couple weeks. And yeah, it is a full swing into hunting mode. So we're excited to get ready for it.
Now, as an archery hunter, I know you hunt with a rifle also, but you really love archery hunting. Now with the rifles, we've been talking a little bit about if you need to buy a firearm, you should do it now because there's looking like a shortage and ammunition. We're recommending that you buy a rifle that uses a very common caliber because there's an ammunition shortage, so you want to make sure you're prepared. What's the status of arrows, broadheads, things like that? First of all, I know you're going to talk to us about selection, but is supply influencing that at all?
You know, right now I would say we're pretty good, but I wouldn't say we're great. You know, obviously I think that we're having a big boost in the archery, you know, sales as far as bows go and broadheads and accessories and everything that goes with it. The biggest shortage is, I think, that the general concept of how you fletch arrows and how you build more on the arrow side. You know, I'm good friends with the guys at Gold Tip, and they had to, you know, change the way that they run their factory due to social distancing. So arrows definitely got slowed down. So right now, it seems like we're good, but again, it's really the next 6 weeks where archery sales, you know, in the past decade have really exploded, and that's really their busy time. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I know that I just ordered 6 dozen arrows, and it took, you know, a little bit longer to get these arrows than it normally does, just for, again, for things just slowing down a little bit. So right now I'd say the supplies are pretty good, but it's hard to say if that will last. So again, you know, if you're an archery hunter, hopefully you already have some arrows. Hopefully you're starting. If not, now is definitely the time to get those just in case you need to allow some time to get the product that you really need and really that shoots well out of your bow. And, you know, selecting the right arrow is very much just like the right bullet. I think so many people put influence on their bow and not as much influence on their arrow. I mean, you know, so many hunters, you know, an arrow is an arrow, and it's unbelievable how your shooting ability can change by having the right setup. And I see this time and time again to where, you know, I'll be at the local range or like Bear Creek Lake Park where they have an archery range or an indoor range, like recommend specialty gear, and you'll see guys shooting and, you know, their groups are kind of all over the place, and you know, they're thinking they're just a bad shooter. There's something wrong with their bow. When in reality, so much of that smaller stuff can come in to even your arrow selection, you know, just making sure that everything's aligned on the spline of the arrow, or you have the right weight or, you know, flexibility, obviously, stiffness of the arrow, you know, front of center weight, broadhead weight, all that kind of stuff comes into play to having the right rig. So that's one of those things that, you know, if you're not shooting to what you think is that capability, if you are going out to the range, it takes you a while to dial in. Now is the time to go out there. Make sure your bow is tuned. Make sure you have the right arrow, you know, combination, the right weight to shoot out of your bow accurately. And then one of the biggest things that I tell myself right now, I was just talking to a friend about this the other day, to all the viewers right now or all the listeners that are archery hunters, if you go to the range right now and you say, okay, the furthest I would shoot in a hunting situation is whatever, 20 yards, 40 yards, whatever that range is. If you go out to that range and you come off of that target just a little bit, because nothing's perfect in the woods. So if you say your maximum yardage is 40 yards, I want you to step back to like 37. And if you take that shot at 37, is your first arrow hitting where you want it to? Would it hit the animal in the vitals? I don't really care about arrow 3, 4, 5, 6. That doesn't matter. I care about the first arrow that you fire every day that you go to the range. And I ask yourself, is that arrow dialed in? If it's not, now is the time to fix that. Because in the woods, you're not going to get arrow 4, 5, 6. You get that one shot, and we work so hard for that one shot. So I encourage everybody to think about that. Put yourself in kind of an awkward situation. Don't go to perfectly 40, because we know that we can hit at 40. Go to 36. Go to 42. Off your range just a little bit and take one shot and ask yourself, would that shot have been a successful shot in the field? And if you're not getting that right answer, now is the time to make sure that everything is dialed in. Get the right gear, tune the bow, make sure your arrows are perfect. And that's going to help you, again, create more successes coming fall.
Well, you know, another thing we talk about every year, too, is once you're on the static range and you are dialed in or feel like you're dialed in, spend some time on some of these 3D ranges that Parks and Wildlife has throughout the state, because you're not going to take that shot standing in a perfect stance with everything right. You're going to be in some awkward positions, right? And the animal, the animal will be turned sideways sometimes at an angle to you.
I mean, that's it. Knowing what you are capable of as a shooter, you know, if that animal is quartering away, and obviously your shot placement goes from, you know, say a 3 to 5 inch circle is all of a sudden now limited down to a 2 inch circle. You know, can you take that shot? Can you make that shot? Angles is the biggest thing. I had a sheep tag a couple of years ago, and it literally was the biggest eye-opening experience of my entire outdoor history. You know, I guided hunts for 10 years. I mean, I've been an avid hunter since I could walk. I live in the woods. I mean, I spend hundreds of days. You know, last thing I had 120 something days in the field hunting. I mean, I live to hunt, and I can tell you that shooting at severe angles is something that I never grasped. You know, I could shoot the normal 25, 30 degrees, a tree stand style shot, and I was fine. When all of a sudden I pushed that to steeper angles, the bottom fell out and everything changed. And again, it's one of those things that I never prepared for. So now, since I learned that lesson, when I practice everything. I practice shooting in heavy winds, you know, severe up and down angles. I practice just everything you can possibly encounter in the woods, just so you're prepared. We work so hard to get that one shot. When I do get that one shot, I want to make sure I can capitalize. And there's a lot of little things that go into it. And you're talking about quartering away or talking about windy conditions, you know, that's when having the right arrow set up, because we get a lot of questions about this. You know, if you just go, hey, I shoot, you know, 70 pounds, I'm a 30 inch draw, you know, I'm going to shoot a, you know, this length, whatever, you know, I'm going to shoot a 300, you know, splined arrow. You know, all of this type stuff on a calm condition at the range at 40 yards, I can shoot 10 different arrows and they're all going to fire the same. And they're going to be, you know, very, you know, static. But all of a sudden you start going into angles. You start going into, hey, as I shoot an elk and I hit a rib and I get deflection, is that arrow going to continue straight? As I shoot in the wind, do I have a stabilized arrow? So in the calm, normal situations, a lot of the gear that we shoot is good. But when you push the envelope and you're shooting in wind, shooting in rain, terrain, shooting at a quartering away animal, that's when all of a sudden everything falls off. And that's where you really want to think about the situations that you're getting in and know that your equipment performs. So for me personally, you know, I'm shooting a Bowtech Revolt bow. It's a very fast bow, very, you know, energy. It's a very strong bow, we'll call it. And with that, I have some room to lose some speed. Everybody wants speed, but we're going to face it. We're not whitetail hunters. We're not all sitting in a tree stand. You know, most of us are shooting pronghorn, mule deer, elk, bear. And not a lot of these animals are notorious for jumping the string. They can do it, don't get me wrong, but it's not that situation where I would say speed is as vital as having a little bit more weight to your arrow. You want a little bit more energy going through that arrow. So for me personally, as a Western hunter, I'm shooting a heavier arrow. I'm putting more weight on the front of my arrow, so my front of center is fairly high, and I actually slow my arrow down by shooting a four-fletched, fletching instead of a three-fletch, because I want to stabilize my arrow. So by shooting a heavier grain arrow, by shooting more weight up front, by shooting a four fletch on the back, I can shoot through a 25, 30 mile an hour wind, have a very stable arrow, and I can hit on point. I don't get drifting from that by shooting too light of an arrow. By shooting a lot of weight up front, when I make contact on that animal, my arrow goes straight. I don't get any deflection because I have enough mass behind my arrow. And those are the type of things that a lot of hunters overlook. They're like, hey, I don't want to shoot that extra weight. It's going to slow me down. But in reality, I had a terrible situation we've talked about in the radio before where I had deflection on an arrow, and it caused me to lose an animal. And as far as shooting ability goes, I hit the animal perfect. But because my arrow deflected, I didn't have a good shot. So ever since then, I've put a lot more, you know, emphasis on my arrow setup and how I build my arrows to where I make sure when I release that arrow in the field, it is going to do its job and put that animal on the ground. So those are the type of things that right now, this isn't overnight, you know, when you're building arrows, it's one of those things that I put some weight up front and I go shoot it, see how it flies. And I play with my fletchings and I see how they fly. It might take a while to build the perfect arrow for a hunting situation. And those are the things that you need to do now so you can prepare for the upcoming hunt. Because again, in the perfect situation, a lot of the gear works good. But let's face it, when we're out in the field, it's definitely not always perfect. We're low light, we're wind, we're angles, our yardage is off. So you need to make sure that you can perform in those situations and not just the perfect situation.
All right, Nate, we got some good weather coming up the next week. You know, we get to our afternoon storms, but I'm not going to let you go without letting me know, if you were going fishing over the next few days, where would you go?
You know, Terry, it's a great year. And, you know, to be honest with you, we talk about, you know, what conditions are. There's a lot of anglers that love, you know, high water fishing. You know, we're pretty hot. We're obviously getting some rain now, but I would say the water levels are normal, if not maybe a hair low, and it really causes for some great fishing. So shallow water, you know, boating and or wade fishing in the South Park area and Caro and Spinney. You know, whether if you're a conventional tackle guy, burning spoons, burning tube jigs, very, very heavy reaction trout baits with spinning gears, catching those fish in 2 to 5 feet of water. There's a fly rod bite stripping streamers, particularly damsels, with a fly rod in low light periods, especially early and late in the day in shallow water, that is just tremendous. So big trout in shallow water is something I would definitely hit right now. That's just a great bite. And then I think the oddball fish right now is one of those things that I love this time of year. Our catfish are just starting to go strong. We never really talk about it on the show. My kids have really been wanting to catch some catfish, so we've been doing some catfishing. The catfish bite, again, you know, very low light. We're fishing in the dark, but those fish are in shallow water and absolutely very aggressive. You know, the carp fishing right now, fly rod and conventional tackle, is blowing up. So there's a lot of opportunities right now for some great fishing.
If people want to get a hold of you, where do they do it?
Absolutely. Go to Tightline Outdoors on Facebook. That's probably the most current information that we do. We have fishing reports and kind of everything that we're doing. So go to tightlineoutdoors.com, and we'll get you informed there.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon.
All right, Nate Zielinski, great, great contributor. We're going to take a time out, and we're going to talk more fishing on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.